From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is lashing out at his strongest critics in a lengthy rebuke being televised on state media. As heard through an interpreter, Gaddafi tells the Libyan people he has not fled the country, as earlier reported, and will die a martyr.
I will not leave. The country, and I will die, and I will die as a martyr at the end.
But the pressure on Gaddafi to relinquish his more than 40 years of power is building. More members of his government have resigned or joined the uprising against the Libyan leader. They're protesting the government's crackdown on the opposition, which reportedly has left hundreds dead. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro is now in eastern Libya, where she says forces have joined demonstrators in declaring control of the region, including the border crossings.
Basically, forces that say they are pro-democracy forces. There are no signs of police, no signs of the army, that they have liberated all of eastern Libya. They are very anxious to speak to the media. They've been extremely welcoming. They say they've been waiting to tell their story because they have felt completely cut off from the world because there is simply no cell phone service here at the moment and no internet.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in eastern Libya. Four Americans held captive by pirates in the waters near Oman are dead. U.S. officials say the couples were killed this morning. NPR's Rachel Martin reports U.S. military officials had been trying to negotiate the release of the hostages for the past 3 days.
The four Americans had been sailing in the remote waters between Oman and Somalia when their yacht was overtaken by Somali pirates late last week. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet, based in Bahrain, was alerted and sent several Navy warships to try to secure the hostages' release. Negotiations went on through the weekend. Yesterday, two pirates came aboard one of the U.S. vessels. Early this morning, pirates on the yacht fired a rocket-propelled grenade at the U.S. naval vessel about 600 yards away. Immediately afterwards, gunfire erupted on the Americans' yacht. A U.S. Special Operations team then boarded the boat, but the four Americans had already been fatally shot. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.
For the first time in 30 years, two Iranian naval ships have crossed the Suez Canal in Egypt that links the Red Sea and the Mediterranean. The vessels are on their way to allies in Syria for training exercises. Israel had said that Iran's crossing through the strategic waterway would be considered a provocation, though they also warned against making too much of the passage, which is being monitored by American and Egyptian authorities. The search continues for earthquake survivors in Christchurch, New Zealand today. Authorities say at least 65 people have been killed. From Washington, this is NPR News. A new report says consumers are benefiting from the year-old federal regulations on credit cards. The new consumer watchdog agency says cardholders are experiencing fewer rate hikes and late fees are less expensive. NPR's Giles Snyder reports the agency plans to release more details today.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is not up and running yet. That won't happen officially until this summer. But the Bureau is out with a report that says the law is working. It's the agency's first report on the credit card market, and it says law has driven down the average late fee to $23 and that consumers are saving money from the new rules on interest rates. The White House advisor in charge of setting up the Bureau, Elizabeth Warren, says many credit card issuers have even dropped over-the-limit fees, showing they've gone further than the law requires. But she's also challenging them to be more transparent. She says some card issuers have responded to the regulations by looking for ways around them. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
NASA says everything looks good for this week's liftoff from Florida's Cape Canaveral. Shuttle Discovery is scheduled to make its final voyage shortly before 5 p.m. Thursday. Discovery was previously set to launch last November, but the trip was delayed for 4 months after engineers detected cracks in the fuel tank. NASA says this will be the 39th flight for its oldest surviving shuttle. Two more flight missions remain for the space agency. Endeavour goes up in April, and Atlantis is due to leave a couple of months later. Last check on Wall Street, the Dow is down nearly 120 points, or nearly 1% at 12,273. The NASDAQ down 52 at 2782. S&P 500 down 18 at 1325. This is NPR.